Those who are to be ordained deacon, please come forward. Gary Wayne Blake. Jeffrey William Horton. Kevin Mark Lucas. Dustin Paul Schultz. Most Reverend Father, Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain these men, our brothers, to the responsibility of the diaconate.
Do you know them to be worthy?
After inquiry among the Christian people, and upon the recommendation of those responsible, I testify that they have been found worthy.
Relying on the help of the Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ, we choose these our brothers for the order of the diaconate.
Those to be ordained priests, please come forward. Ryan Michael Redemeyer. William Patrick Fixon. Peter Carl Zorgen. Most Reverend Father, Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain these men, our brothers, to the responsibility of the priesthood.
Do you know them to be worthy?
After inquiry among the Christian people, and upon the recommendation of those responsible, I testify that they have been found worthy.
Relying on the help of the Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ, we choose these men, our brothers, for the order of the priesthood. My dear people, since these, our brothers, are now to be advanced to the order of deacons and the order of priests, consider carefully the nature of the rank in the church to which they are about to be raised. They are to serve Christ, the great teacher, priest, and shepherd, by whose ministry his body, the church, is continually being built up here on earth into the people of God and the temple of the Holy Spirit. Priests and deacons, joined to the priestly office of bishops, will be consecrated for the preaching of the gospel, the sanctification and nourishment of God's people, and for divine worship, especially the Lord's sacrifice. With the help of God, they should go about these duties in such a way that you will recognize them as true disciples of Him who came not to be served, but to serve. Now, my dear sons, who are to be raised to the order of the diaconate, God has given you an example that what he has done, you should also do. As deacons, then, that is, ministers of Jesus Christ, who came among his disciples as one who served, do the will of God from the heart. Serve the people in love and joy as you would the Lord. Since no one can serve two masters, look on all defilement and avarice as serving false gods. Since by your own free choice you present yourselves for the order of the diaconate, you should be men of good reputation, filled with wisdom and the Holy Spirit, as were those once chosen by the apostles for the ministry of charity. You will exercise your ministry committed to the celibate state. Know that celibacy is both a sign and a motive of pastoral charity and an inspiration to it, as well as a source of spiritual fruitfulness in the world. Compelled by the sincere love of Christ the Lord and embracing this state with total dedication, you will cling to Christ more easily with an undivided heart. You will free yourselves more completely for the service of God and man and minister more effectively in the work of spiritual rebirth. Firmly rooted and grounded in faith, you are to show yourselves chaste and beyond reproach before God and man, as is proper for ministers of Christ and of the stewards of God's mysteries. Never allow yourself to be turned away from the hope offered by the gospel. Now you are not only hearers of the gospel, but also its ministers. Hold the mystery of faith with a clear conscience. Express by your actions the word of God, which your lips proclaim, so that the Christian people, brought to life by the Spirit, may be a pure offering accepted by God. Then, on the last day, when you go out to meet the Lord, you will be able to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Now, my dear sons, you are to be raised to the order of the priesthood. For your part, you will exercise the sacred duty of teaching in the name of Christ the Teacher. Impart to everyone the word of God, which you have received with joy. Meditating on the law of the Lord, see that you believe what you read, that you teach what you believe, and that you practice what you teach. In this way, let what you teach be nourishment for the people of God. Let the holiness of your lives be a delightful aroma to Christ's faithful, so that by word and example you may build up the house which is God's church. Likewise, you will exercise in Christ the office of sanctifying. For by your ministry, the spiritual sacrifice of the faithful will be made perfect, being united to the sacrifice of Christ, which will be offered through your hands in an unbloody way on the altar, in union with the faithful, in the celebration of the sacraments. Understand, therefore, what you do, and imitate what you celebrate, as celebrants of the mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection. Strive to put to death whatever in your members is sinful, and walk in the newness of life. Remember, when you gather men and women into the people of God through baptism, and when you forgive sins in the name of Christ and the church, in the sacrament of penance, when you comfort the sick with holy oil and celebrate the sacred rites, when you offer prayers of praise and thanks to God throughout the hours of the day, not only for the people of God, but for the whole world, remember them. You are taken from among men and appointed on their behalf for those things that pertain to God. Therefore, carry out the ministry of Christ the priest with constant joy and genuine love, attending not to your own concerns, but to those of Jesus Christ. Finally, my dear sons, you will discharge the office of Christ, head and shepherd, united with the bishop and subject to him. Strive to bring the faithful together into one family, so that you may lead them to God the Father through Christ in the Holy Spirit. Keep always before your eyes the example of the Good Shepherd, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to seek out and save what was lost.